Fingers crossed for clear skies tonight, wherever you are. One of the most reliable meteor showers, the Geminids, will peak in the wee hours tonight and into tomorrow morning. Oh, and there is also a once-in-a-lifetime comet buzzing close to Earth that makes two heavenly reasons to connect with Kelly Beatty. He's senior editor of Sky and Telescope. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, hello, Scott.
Now, I understand these Geminids are kind of the old faithful of meteor showers. Why is this such a reliable show?
Most people know about the Perseid meteors in August, but honestly, the Geminids are the best show of the year. They are reliable because the source of these meteors is a tiny asteroid, almost a rock comet, if you will, called Phaethon, that comes very close to the sun. It has a short orbit, and that sunlight beating down on it at more than 1,000 degrees causes little bits of the object to spall off, spread around its orbit, and this time every year we plow through those. They hit our atmosphere at about 20 miles a second and create this really dependable display of shooting stars or meteors in the sky.
And I understand peak viewing is tonight. Where and when should we go out and look?
Yes, we're lucky and unlucky. Lucky in the sense that the peak of the shower occurs overnight for us here in North America. Perfect timing. Unlucky in the sense that there's a fat moon in the sky. Now, ordinarily, under perfectly dark skies, you could expect to see at least one meteor per minute from a dark location. The moon is going to spoil that a little bit. I think if you go out as early as 9 o'clock at night, you'll start to see a few meteors. This shower is famous for lots of bright ones, fireballs, we call them. And if you are dedicated, then I encourage you to stay up very late tonight or get up early tomorrow morning after the moon has set. There's about a two-hour window when the moon will be gone from the sky, and that's when the meteors will be at their best.
And so that is, what, something like 2 to 4 in the morning? What's that window?
That would be fine. 3 to 5 maybe is a little better. And, you know, you'll see meteors all night long, but the strongest pulse of them will be in those hours before dawn tomorrow morning.
And if it's a cloudy evening, is tonight the only shot we get?
It is not, actually. You can, you know, there'll be fewer of them tomorrow night and the night thereafter. This is a shower with a fairly sharp peak. So please do get outside if it's clear where you are.
Okay. Celestial sighting number 2, a comet named Leonard, which I understand is named after the scientist who discovered it. This is a once in an 80,000 year opportunity. What's it look like?
So right now it is moving between us and the sun, and it's emerging into the evening sky just after sunset. Because it's between us and the sun, there is some chance that the dust particles in its tail will kind of light up. You might need a pair of binoculars to see this comet. It is not nearly as bright or as obvious as Comet Neowise was last year. But it is there, and it's waiting for us here in the Northern Hemisphere. Figure out what time sunset is for you. Wait 30 to 45 minutes when the twilight is just starting to deepen, and look in the west and southwest for the comet. Low to the horizon, not very far above the horizon. It'll look like a small fuzzy ball, maybe with a short tail sticking upright, and that's telling you that you're looking at a comet and not just a star.
Yeah. Okay, finally, you recently returned from Antarctica, where there was a total solar eclipse on December 4th. What'd you see, and what made that eclipse unique?
Well, what makes it unique is that it's so far south, it literally was seen over Antarctica and these tiny islands called the South Orkneys, and that was the only land. I was on one of about 15 ships in the Southern Ocean, as it's now called, in the path of the moon's shadow. The eclipse happened for us at 4 in the morning because it's daylight pretty much all the time down there. Unfortunately for us, it was cloudy. And so we did experience the eclipse because the shadow still passed over us. And even though it was cloudy, it got seriously dark very abruptly, very dark for being in the middle of the morning. So that was a thrill for everyone on board. Of all those ships, only one ship actually got to see totality, got to see the moon completely cover the sun. Everyone who was viewing from Antarctica, and there were quite a few people who flew down there for this, got to see a brilliant solar eclipse near the horizon in the middle of the midnight sun.
Kelly Beattie is senior editor at Sky and Telescope. Kelly, always great to have you. Thanks very much.
My pleasure, Scott. Clear skies to all.
Clear skies to you.